What is your relationship with recovery, and what is your relationship with Parkinson's disease? Focus just for a minute on the term Parkinson's disease. Do you have an accepting relationship with Parkinson's disease? Do you have an antagonistic relationship with Parkinson's disease? Is it a curious relationship? Is it a distant relationship? Is it antagonistic? What is your relationship with Parkinson's disease? And the same questions can be asked of recovery. What really is your relationship with recovery? Is it symbiotic? Is it collaborative? Or is it too antagonistic? Is it too strained and difficult and challenging? Let's explore your relationship with both Parkinson's disease and recovery in a very novel, interesting, and I might also add fun way. This is the approach that we actually use when we do family constellation work in cases where we don't have groups to work with. I might say at the outset that I don't really understand why this process seems to be so helpful and why it seems to reveal such useful information, but it does. It somehow is able to tell us what is there that we are unable to unearth through our logical processes. Want to explore your relationship with Parkinson's disease? Want to explore your relationship with recovery and do that in interesting and a novel way? Well, that's the cup of tea for this meditation this week. In order to be able to proceed, I need to ask you to obtain 3 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. It doesn't have to be 8.5 by 11, but at least a relatively large 3 sheets of paper, and something to write with. If you need to turn this off for a second, please do so. Get those 3 pieces of paper and get something to write with, because we'll need them in order to be able to show you how you can tease out the true relationship you have with Parkinson's disease and recovery, which is likely rooted deep in the unconscious. So turn this off if you need to now. Are you back? Do you have your 3 sheets of paper and writing utensil? Great. Please do the following. On each of the 3 pieces of paper, could you please mark a very, very large arrow, as large as the piece of paper is, on one side of each of those 3 pieces of paper? So just a huge arrow on each page. And after marking those arrows on each page, I'd like to ask you to turn over all 3 pieces of paper, and on one sheet of paper, write very lightly the word Parkinson's disease. On the second piece of paper, write the word full recovery. If you wish, you can add symptom-free. That may not be necessary. On the third sheet of paper, write the word me, or write your first name. You now have 3 sheets of paper, and on one side of each of those sheets, there's a very large arrow, and on the other side, you have now affixed 3 words or sets of words. Turn those sheets over so that you are only looking at the arrows, and not the words that you wrote. And shuffle those sheets as if they were cards. In other words, shuffle them in random order so that you really don't know which sheet is on top or in the middle or on the bottom. Just shuffle them in and out, in and out, in and out, not thinking one way or another, not trying to be cognizant of which one is where, because you really want to scramble these up and not know which one is which for what we are about to do. Place all sheets of paper now on a table or on the floor if you like, and pick up just one sheet of paper so that you can only see the arrow. You don't want to see what's on the other side of the arrow, because it's important, again, that you don't know exactly which of the three this particular sheet is. So pick it up. You're looking at the arrow. And now in whatever room you may be doing this work in, allow your body to float about, walk about, wander about, until your body literally stops somewhere facing in some direction. Now, there's no logic to what you're doing here. There's no rationale. You're not trying to accomplish anything. You're just allowing the energy to move in, and you're allowing yourself to meander about until literally everything stops. And when it does, place the paper on the floor facing the direction where you are facing physically. So you might actually be facing this into a corner of the room or a wall or a window. It really doesn't matter. Just place the sheet of paper on the floor wherever your body happened to stop moving. Wherever you're placing that paper happens to be the place that paper needs to be at in this moment. Move back now. You have two more sheets. And pick up the second sheet, whichever one is second. And again, you don't know which one this is because you've shuffled them. You're only looking at the large arrow. And do the very same thing. Just settle into yourself. You don't know who this is or what this is. It's just one of the three. And allow yourself to meander about the room in whatever direction you're led to walk. And just notice where you're drawn to in the room or where you're not drawn to, allowing yourself to be free to move anywhere and look in any direction, whatever that might be. At a certain point, it will seem as though everything stops and you're facing in a particular direction. And it seems right then to simply take that piece of paper and drop it on the floor right where you are. And so what you see is just the arrow and written on the other side are the words, and you don't know what those words are. We now have two of the three placed on the floor. Take the third, and it's the same exercise as was the case with the first two. Pick up the paper. The arrow is facing away from you. And again, just walk around the room somewhere where you're called to walk, where your body feels like it needs to move. Allow those movements just to unfold however they might. You may be walking pretty far, or you may be only taking a few steps. Wherever your body needs to go, it will go. Reminding yourself there's no logic to this. There's no right or wrong. There's no doing it in the way that it's supposed to be done or not. It's just literally allowing whatever seems to be the right place for this particular paper to be put on the floor will be found now by the fact that your body just stops walking, stops moving. You're facing in a particular direction. Whatever that direction is the right direction. And when physically you find yourself stopped and looking in a particular direction, just take that piece of paper that's in your hands and drop it down on the floor, the arrow facing whatever direction your physical body is facing. There are now three papers with three arrows on the floor. Step back from all three. Take a slow, deep breath. Hold it for just a few seconds and let all that air out. Just like that. And as you scan across wherever you placed these three sheets of paper on the floor, be drawn to one of the three. Be curious about one of the three. Approach that piece of paper on the floor and stand on that paper facing the direction that the arrow faces. As you stand on this paper, invite whatever awareness, thoughts, words, feelings, or sensations to come through. This, I know, probably sounds crazy, and in some sense it is, and in another sense it's very logical and rational. What you'd like to do now is literally allow whatever information is available to come through, and allow that to come through however it needs to come through. So it may be your body now is experiencing physical sensations. Just acknowledge whatever they are. Could be hot, could be cold, could be you're shaking, could be that you've got some stiffness, some acheness, some pain. It's incredible what type of information can immediately come through that's of a physical origin. So just note how your body is feeling now as you're standing on this piece of paper. Make note of any thoughts, whatever they are. Don't make any judgments about whatever the thoughts are. It could be of something entirely unrelated. What thoughts are you having? Feelings? How does it feel to be standing on that particular paper now? Is the feeling a good one? Is it a bad one? Are there any words that you can affix to the feeling at all? Fear, anxiety, exhilaration, happiness, bliss. What is it like to stand on that piece of paper now? Now just allow whatever needs to come through in terms of feelings, thoughts, and physical sensations to come through now, not knowing what this represents, only knowing that it's coming through. You now have a choice. You can record what it is that came through if you'd like. I oftentimes just jot down some notes on the piece of paper as it is lying on the floor. Or you can sometimes jot down those notes on a separate piece of paper. It's really your choice. Some people prefer not to even write anything down. It helps, though, because as we move to the next places to stand, sometimes it's helpful to record what came through for this before you move to the next. So do whatever feels like it's appropriate for you. If you need to turn this off for just a minute and record the sensations, please do so. That can be very helpful as you process through the meaning of what's happening now. Now, step off of that paper if you haven't already done so, and be moved to step on the second paper that you'll find on the floor of this room, facing in the direction of the arrow. Step on the paper physically. Take a short breath in and out. And again, just allow whatever sensations need to come through to come through. What does it feel like? What's the sensation? What's the experience? What are the feelings? What are the thoughts? What's happening to your physical body now? Check in with yourself. What's happening? Do you feel numb? Is there a deep intensity of feelings that are moving in? And what are they? What words could you use to describe the feelings? How about the sensations in your body? What's happening with those? How does your body physically feel? Is this a good place or not to be standing now? Having now gotten some acknowledgement and recognition for yourself of all that is coming through in terms of feeling, physical sensations, and thoughts, record those, if you so choose, on the paper that you're standing on without turning it over. Or record those thoughts, sensations, and feelings on a separate piece of paper. You may need to turn these instructions off to give yourself time to do all the recording necessary. It's helpful to document everything, even the thoughts that seemed to be so extraneous and unrelated. Step off of that particular piece of paper now, if you haven't already done so. And now you only have one paper left. Stand on that. It's the same routine, as you can well imagine. You want to simply allow whatever feelings or sensations to come through. What's happening to your physical body? How do you feel? And what are your thoughts? What are you thinking now? Record those observations either in your memory bank or on the paper you're standing on or on a separate paper, whatever you're called to do. You may need to check again what it felt like to stand on a paper. Feel free to do that, where you simply go back to the paper and recheck what it was that it felt like when you were standing on that particular piece of paper. It's a good thing to do that if you're not clear about exactly what it felt like to stand on that paper. You may need to turn these instructions off to do some double checking. Now, if you would please, simply stand on one of the three sheets of paper. And the awareness I'd like for you to give is there any sense that you are positioned correctly relative to the other two sheets of paper? Does it feel you're too close? Are you too far away? Do you need to move the position of the paper so that the arrow is pointing away or closer to the other two sheets? If you need to make any adjustment on where that particular paper is positioned in the room, make that adjustment now. And after the paper is moved, stand on the paper and see if it feels a little better. See if you can change the position, if it didn't feel good in the first place, to a place where it does. And that may be much farther away from either one or both of the other two pieces of paper, or it could be much closer. Make whatever adjustment feels like it's necessary, not knowing still which of these three are. Trying to make an adjustment so that it actually feels better to be in coexistence with the other two. and now move to do the very same assignment with the second piece of paper, stand on that paper again, and just be aware of whether or not it feels as though you're being cramped by one or the others, or if you need to be closer. So the question is, do you need to be closer? Do you need to be farther away? Is one of these two more troublesome to you for some strange reason? Does it make you more anxious when you think of one or the other? What sensations are coming through? Or is it typically numb? Nothing's coming through. It's just the way it is, and that's it. Make any adjustments that are necessary and where that particular paper is positioned in the room, closer or farther away from one or the other two sheets of paper. And now move to the third. Once again, step on that and ask yourself, do I need to move this particular paper farther away or closer to the other two for any reason, just because it's going to make me feel better? Am I feeling anxious because I'm too close or too far away? And depending on the answer, move the paper closer or farther away just so it feels better to be in coexistence with the other two. And now, look down at the three pieces of paper. You've probably got some hunches about which one is which. Which of the three do you think represents recovery? Becoming symptom-free. Which of the three is recovery? And given that you've probably got a guess, go down, pick up the piece of paper, and see what is written on the other side. Do that now. Did you guess correctly? Or not? Are you surprised? Or are you affirmed? Check out the listing of how it felt to be when you stood on recovery, or remember what it was like. Are you surprised? Or not? There are two papers left on the floor. Which of the two remaining papers do you think is Parkinson's disease? Whichever of the true papers would be your guess, go to that paper now, turn it over, and see if you're right. See if your guess is confirmed or not. Were you right or were you surprised? Did you guess correctly? Whichever one this particular sheet of paper represented, now look at the symptoms that you experienced when you stood on that particular paper. Are you surprised by what came through, what thoughts, what sensations, what feelings, or not? Of course, you know what the third paper is now. You don't actually need to look to see. Check out what you wrote in terms of feelings and physical sensations and thoughts when you were standing on yourself. Are you surprised or not? Reflect back on your analysis of what it was like to be standing on the three, whether it felt as though you were too close or too far away.
Are you feeling close to Parkinson's disease? Are you aligned with Parkinson's disease? Has that become a part of who you are? Or are you aligned with recovery? Which of these two relationships is stronger and more enduring? If you find in this analysis that you have much stronger connections and your alignment is far, far deeper and more profound with Parkinson's disease, reflect on the meaning of that. It will be a challenge to recover if you have such a strong tie and a bond with Parkinson's disease. Or alternatively, what was the strength of the connection and the bond to recovery and to becoming symptom-free? Did that feel good? Did you want to be close to that? Did you find a strong connection with that? Did that feel good or not? What is your relationship with recovery and with the intent to become symptom-free? Is it clear that that is your intention? Or is there a conflicting alignment with Parkinson's disease? Are you getting something out of that that was not even obvious to you until now? Make conscious now whatever observations you have now made as a result of this exercise, designed and intended to help you explore your true relationship with Parkinson's disease and with recovery. Set the intention to make whatever shifts or adjustments you think might be beneficial to expedite all that you are doing to become symptom-free and to get sustained relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. May the relationship you have with recovery be strengthened with each passing day as you become determined and clear and focused. Recovery is happening now. Make it so. Today. This is Robert Rogers. May important revelations have been revealed to you with regard to your relationship with recovery. I'm Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.